الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أما بعد One of the great descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, rahimahullah, who is actually the teacher of all the a'imma, all the imams, including Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah as-sahib. All four Imams and other Imams directly or indirectly, they are students of this great personality. So his knowledge has been transferred to these four a'imma, four great Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad and Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. So those people who really are following any one of them, they are following Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq as well, because he is their grand teacher. He once said knowledge and ilm is a small dot, like full stop, a point only. Imam Ja'far rahimahullah farmaya ki ilm ek nukta hai sirf, it is a dot. So the people who were sitting around him, they were surprised that we have seen knowledge in books, there are volumes and volumes of books written, and Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahimahullah is saying that the knowledge is one dot, one nukta, one point. So they asked him that, Ya Imam, how is it that you are saying the knowledge is in one nukta, in one dot? What about the knowledge which is spread in books? Volumes and volumes books of ulama have written on different sciences. Is that not knowledge? He explained to them, उन्होंने सवाल किया कि अगर इल्म एक नुक्ता है तो फिर ये किताबों में क्या है? ये फिर उलमा जो रात दिन बयान कर रहे हैं ये फिर क्या है? नुक्ता है एक, it is a dot, it is a point. Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah said that knowledge really is a one point only, a dot only. It is spread for the jahileen. It is for spread for the people who do not know, for them to explanations for them have been given of that one point. आपने फरमाया कि इल्म तो एक नुक्ता ही है, लेकिन ये सारा फैलाया गया है जो इल्म नहीं रखते, जो जाहिल हैं, जो अनपढ़ हैं, जिनको पूरा पता नहीं, उनको समझाने के लिए ये सारी किताबें लिखी हुई, वरना बात तो एक है. The point is one, and that is true. Sometimes you see a scholar, a book, they want to make one point. How does, for example, the solar system work? They can, the writer already have that point in his mind. How does a car, how is a car made, for them? So the engineer or other person who is the manufacturer, he already has that point in his mind that how a house is built, for example. So he already has that, but to explain that one point, he might write 500-page book. He might write 600-page book to prove one point. So the more knowledge a person has, the more less he needs explanation. So all this nasiha and explanation which the ulama give, they are about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the servant, that's it comes to. All it comes to is Allah and him, the servant. Sara ilm jo hai, wo Allah aur bande ka talab. So one should try to understand more. The more you'll understand, the more less, the lesser and lesser actually you will need explanation. So all this nasiha and guidance the ulama is given, they are trying to convey some points to you. It can be conveyed in 1 minute, but I want to say it can be conveyed in 1 minute, in 5 seconds. But because we have a developing intellect and our knowledge is still in evolutionary process, we need explanation. Imam Jafar Sadiq ne farmaya ki ilm ek nukta hai, jahilun ke liye isko phailaya jata hai, wo zyada ki bataya jata hai, zyada kitabein likhi jati hain unko samjhane ke liye, misale de de. Like the Quran, Sayyidina Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه said that really, whole of the summary of the Quran is in Surah Yaseen, for example, because the heart of the Quran, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said. And even the summary of Surah Yaseen is in Surah Al-Fatiha, Fatiha mein alot hai, toh ek nukta hai. Surah Al-Fatiha summarized all the Quran. So what is the rest of the Quran? The rest of the Quran is explanation of Sirat-e Mustaqim. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, he said even the summary of Surah Al-Fatiha is in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Really, if anyone wants to find, you can find that in it. Because Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an himself said that if I wanted to write explanation and a commentary of Surah Al-Fatiha, I will write in such number of pages that 70 camels will have to carry. میں سیدنا علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے اگر میں سورۃ فاتحہ کی تفسیر لکھوں تو 70 اونٹ جو ہیں وہ اٹھائیں گے. Well, that's explanation. But he said that بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم has this summary. بسم اللہ میں ساری خلاصہ آ گیا قرآن کا. And then he said that the all of the summary of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is in the Baab, is in the way of Bismillah ar-Rahman. All of the summary of this Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Sara Bismillah ar-Rahman al-Khulasa, Bismillah ki Baab mein hai. Why? In Arabic, Baab means to connect. With connect. So summary is that how does a servant connect with his Lord? How does a servant develop his relationship? He connects his relationship, that detached relationship, how he can then again attach to the relationship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So farmaya baad jo hai isme sara ye bismillah ka bhi khulasa hai ki ye baat batati hai ki kis tarah bande aur rab ka rabta ho sakta hai baar aap dekhenge. Aur phir farmaya ke the summary of whole the baad, the bar is in the dot underneath the bar. So maya wo bar ka bhi khulasa jo hai wo bar ke niche jo nukta hai dot baat Imam Jafar Sadiq is saying, that Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmahullah is also great grandson of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. Aap apne baba jaan apne dada jaan ka ilm jo hai wo wabaris hui usse انہیں کا علم دورا رہا ہے. آپ نے فرمایا علم ایک نقطہ ہی ہے, اس کو پھیلایا جا سکتا ہے جاہلوں کے لیے, جن کو سمجھ نہیں آتی ان کے لیے ایکسپلینیشن دینے ہوتی. So Imam Sayyidina Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ said that the summary of the با is in the dot. ساری با کا خلاصہ نقطے میں آ گیا, اور وہ نقطہ توحید ہے, oneness of Allah. The role of the summary of the Quran actually is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the kalam of Allah. And he said, even the dot, after the dot, farmaya ke nukte ke baad, nukte ka khulasa, the summary of the dot is in nothingness. Wo nukta khatam ho jaye, kuch bhi na hai. جب نقطے کو ختم کر دو تو وہاں کچھ نہیں نہ رہتا. تو آپ نے فرمایا نقطے کی سمری وہاں آ گئی, مطلب یہ it means is that there was nothing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is actually the creator. اور دوسرا مطلب فرمایا the nothingness, کچھ نہ ہونا, یہ ہے کہ بندے کو کہا جا رہا ہے کہ تم become nothingness, submit to the will of Allah, give up your own desires. فرمایا کہ کچھ نہ ہونا, یعنی بات کا نقطہ بھی ختم ہو جائے تو وہ سفر صاف ہو جاتا ہے. تو یہ اشارہ کیا گیا ہے کہ بندے تم کچھ نہ بن جاؤ, بنو کہ کچھ نہیں, میں عاجزی اختیار کروں, انکساری, بی ہمبل, بیکم نتھنگنس, دیٹ از یور گریٹنس. The greatness of Allah is in greatness he shows. The greatness of the servant is in humility. And the more a person actually humbles himself in the presence of Allah, in the presence of the commands of Allah, the more the person actually is able to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other message he said that the nothingness, the cleanliness of the page, this is baab pe nukta hai, نیچے نقطہ ہے, نقطے کو صاف کر لو تو صفحہ صاف ہو جاتا ہے. تو فرمایا اس کا اشارہ اس طرف دیا کہ بندے اپنا باطن اس طرح صاف کرنا, cleanse your actually inner self. تو اب دیکھ رہے ہیں کتنا علم علماء مشائخ اولیاء صالحین کے پاس. So this explanation really, if a person is wise enough actually, he need less explanation. He should get on with practice. He should get on with practice to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives examples in the Quran just to explain to us. Nufassirul ayah, that is one of two explanations. Sometime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives example of mosquito, sometime example of the rain, sometime of the sun, sometime of alteration of day and night. What is that for? So that we understand, because we are not actually very wise people. Similarly, one of the other wise people of the past, Hazrat Bahlol. Bahlol Dana, this is. Some say Bahlol Majnoon, Majnoon, but he was a wise, the wise, the Bahlol Majnoon, a Majzoob of the time. If Majzoob is a Bahlol, and he was such a person that even his name come in the Mashaykh of Imam Abu Hanifa. He was living there in Baghdad, and his grave still, his mazar and his grave is at least still in Baghdad. Some people went and visited different awliya Allah and Salihin and their graves. جب گئے عراق میں تو انہوں نے مختلف اولیاء اللہ کے مزارات کی زیارت کی کچھ سال پہلے، سیدنا جنید البغدادی، سیدنا عبدالقادر جیلانی، سیدنا ادر انبیاء علیہ السلام. This person حضرت بہلول دانا، his مزار، when people entered his مزار، جب اس کے مزار میں اب بھی گئے تو وہاں ایک کنڈیشن لگا ہوا ہے مزار میں بھی. One of the mazars, mostly it was not seen, but they were individually, he was individual mazar, just four walls around it and a room. جب وہ دنیا میں دیکھے اللہ نے ان کو مقام دیا، اور ابھی موت کے بعد ان کی جو قبر ہے باہر سے بھی ٹھنڈی ہے، وہاں گرمی میں کسی نے ایئر کنڈیشن لگایا ہوا ہے، وہ چلتا رہتا ہے. تو زندگی میں حضرت بہلول رحمہ اللہ was great man of wisdom. People like Imam Hanifa used to sit with him. He used to sit in the street, sometime here, sometime there, as he was Majzoob. But even the caliphs and khulafa, the kings and other people, they sometime go to him and just listen to him and listen to his advice. There are many, many stories about him, but I'm only getting toward one. It is more relevant to us. It is more relevant to us. ایک ان کا قصہ ہے کہ وہ بازار میں مارکیٹ میں بیٹھے ہوئے تھے. حضرت بہلول was sitting in a market place, بازار میں. جس طرح ہم بزی رہتے ہیں نا، we are busy working here, there, shopping, going here and there, we are busy. This busyness is actually self-made. Business is self-made actually. So he was sitting and observing people, what they are doing. Someone is working, someone is doing bad things, sometimes some are doing good things. One of the rulers of the time, he passed by him and he said, Bahlol, you are a wise person, what are you doing in the marketplace? Unhone Bahlol ko, Hazrat Bahlol ko kaha, کہ آپ تو اللہ کے ولی، اللہ کے نیک بندے ہیں، آپ بازار میں غافل لوگوں میں کیا کر رہے ہیں؟ خلیفہ نے یہ پوچھا، بادشاہ نے. سیدنا بہلول رحمہ اللہ، he said, I am reconciliating the relationship between Allah and the servants. I am amending the relationship of the servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am putting right the relationship, the broken relationship between the servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Bahlol ne farmaya ki main bandon ki aur rab ki sulah kara raha hoon, bandon ki aur rab ki sulah kara raha hoon bazaar mein baith ke. ہم بھی بازار میں جاتے ہیں، ٹیک وے ہے، ٹیکسیاں ہیں، ادر تھنگز، وی آر بزی آئی تھنگ. سو ہی واز، حضرت بہلول واز سٹنگ اینڈ پیپل واز گوئنگ اباؤٹ دیئر ایوری ڈے لائف. وہ اپنی اپنی زندگی گزار رہے. جس طرح بھی خلیفہ نے پوچھا تو آپ نے فرمایا کہ میں یہاں یہ کر رہا ہوں کہ آئی ایم امینڈنگ ریکنسیلیٹنگ دا سرمنٹ وتھ اللہ، میں بندے اور اللہ کی صلح کرا رہا ہوں. I am trying to make them their relationship sound, better, amend the broken relationship. یعنی بندوں کو اللہ کے قریب کرنے کی کوشش کر رہا ہوں، اور اللہ تاکہ اللہ کا فضل ہو ان کا. the caliph asked them, what's happening then? What are the results? What's happening? So then what happened? आप बंदूकों और अल्लाह की सुलह करा रहे हैं तो फिर क्या हुआ? What's happening there? What's happened? उसने कहा, उन्होंने फरमाया महलूल सैन, Allah wants to mend relationship. Allah accepts, but the servant is not accepting. Allah तो चाहते हैं, बंदे राजी नहीं हैं. Allah तो मान रहा है कि मैं बंदे से राजी हो जाऊंगा. لیکن بندہ ہی نہیں مان رہا people are not mind. So his disbelief saying was indicating the state of the people of the market or our people like us actually when we are in our everyday life we don't want to know really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say we will see Allah when we get home or in the mosque outside we are busy but really The servant is servant, no matter he is in the mosque or he is in the marketplace. But really, the marketplace is the real test of the servant. Market mein koi asal imtihan ho raha hai, masjid mein toh training di gayi hai. In the mosque you are trained. Wahan toh azmaish hai, actual place imtihan hai, ki jab bahir aap jaate hain. Yahan toh aap imtihan azmaish nahi hai. Not a particular kind of a test here. Here you are trained with guidance. Is like an army ko train kiya jata hai. Like an army is trained in training camp. Ab wahan pe enemy nahi hogi. No enemy is here in the training camp. They are just actually training with each other. And actually with false and fake bullets and great exercises and all this. But what is all that training really for? The actual battle. The actual field of war. Uske liye hai training. And the person when he goes there, he sleeps. He just lies down. He submits to the enemy. He becomes friends with the enemy. To usko kya kahenge? Wo to traitor ho gaya. He has become a traitor. Even his own army might kill him. Uske apni fauj usko qatl kar degi. Because he has gone hand in hand with the enemy in the field of war. Okay? कहां गई तुम्हारी ट्रेनिंग क्या फायदा सारी ट्रेनिंग का करके आप दुश्मनों के साथ जा मिले हो तो सिमिलरली व्हाट्स हैपनिंग टू अस हियर इन द मास वी आर लिसनिंग अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह पीपल हु आर उमरा एंड दे स्टेइंग इन द गुड एनवायरनमेंट राइटियस एनवायरनमेंट तो अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह दे आर गेटिंग चेंज बट द रियल टेस्ट इज दैट व्हेन यू आर आइदर एट होम विद योर चिल्ड्रन विद योर रिलेटिव्स एंड विद योर फ्रेंड्स Or you are in your everyday business, or your work life, your social life, your friendship, your day and night, your free time. If you want to really delve deeply into the person's inner heart, he should model one indication what he does in his free time. When he is free, no obligation, nothing, What he, that is the actual inside of the person. That is what he is at the moment. That is what he, people might say it's a hobby, it is a hobby, but that's showing that what really that person needs. Other things we do because of obligation, I have to pay bills, I have to go to work, prayer is first, I have to do. But when he is free, what freedom of everything, Now what he does, that's what who he is. This indication. A look inside his inner self. A look inside his mind and heart. What does he do? Some people might say, okay, I'm going for a walk. Some people might actually say that we want to see a program. Hum koi program dekhe liye, hum koi book padhenge, or we are on a phone call or somewhere. So, awliya salihin, anbiya alayhim salam, they also have social life. But their social life was embedded in even in social life, even they are going for a walk, even whatever they are doing, they are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are still in the presence of Allah azza wa jalla. It's not that they come in the presence of shaitan. So Hazrat Behlul rahmahullah, he indicated that now the circumstances, aajkal halaat ke jab tak aap zinda hain,
Allah maan raha hai, banda nahi maan raha. Allah wants to accept. He is saying, come my servant, fasari'u ila maghfirati min rabbikum. Allah is saying, ya ayyuhal insan, O human being, ma gharrak, what has deluded you, bi rabbikal kareem, from your of forgiving your generous Lord. Allah Pak, ab toh tumhane hai Quran Majeed mein ke bande kis cheez ne tumhe dhoka mein dal diya Allah ke bare mein. Auraton ne dhoka de diya hai, duniya ne de diya hai, maal ne de diya hai, the women have deluded you, the money has blinded you. What has blinded you? The love of office, anything, what has actually blinded you? Kis cheez ne tumhe ghaflat mein dal diya? Allah ki khalaqa, usse jisne tumhe paida kiya hai. These things have not created you. In cheezon ne tumhe paida nahi kiya, tumhe Allah ne paida kiya. To Hazrat Behlul ne farmaya na ke Allah to maan raha hai, bande nahi maan rahe. Main kya kar raha hu market mein? What I am doing in the market, I am trying to mend the relationship. Main sulah kara raha hu. Kiski sulah? Bande aur Allah ki. بندے کی صلح اللہ سے. تو بعض دفعہ صلح میں ہوتا ہے میاں بی بی ہے, ایک نہیں ماننا دوسرا مانتا ہے. آگے تو کہتا ہے میں تو راضی ہوں, میں تو رہنا چاہتا ہوں, بے بچی ہے, یہ ہے. بی بی کہتے ہیں میں اس کے ساتھ نہیں رہنا چاہتی. ادھر اکثر سم ٹائم دا وائف اگریز, یس آئی وانٹ ٹو سٹے, آئی وانٹ ٹو ریکنسیلیٹ, میں صلح کرنا چاہتی ہوں, میں آئی ول بی گڈ, for example, etc., etc. But the husband says he has some other person in his mind, whatever motive, and the mantra knows better. He might say, I don't want. Banda nahi maan, wo khamid nahi maan ra. Kabhi biwi nahi maan ra. Sulah mein bhi to dono ka maanna zaruri hai na. Both of the parties should accept. To Hazrat Behlul Majnoon Rahmahullah ne farmaya, now the state is, آج لوگوں کی حالت یہ ہے, یہ بشیر ہے, یہ نذیر ہے, یہ سیف الرحمن ہے, یہ عبد الباقی ہے, all these people, different names, that Allah wants to accept. Allah تو مان رہا ہے, بندے نہیں مان رہا. خلیفہ نے, بادشاہ نے پوچھا تو پھر after that, پھر اس کے بعد کیا ہو رہا ہے؟ He said, I will answer you, come at another time. Iska jawab main aapko ek aur mauke par dunga. I will answer you. Bhai, iska kya result hoga? What is the result? What is the solution? Bhai, bande nahi maan rahe, Allah maan raha hai. To phir kya kare? Log to busy hai, they are busy with their friends, their wives, some are with girlfriends, some are with boyfriends, some are with actually people are gangsters, everyone has their own circle of relationship. But they are not accepting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling Allah Pak Rozana every day in the last part of the night. Awaz aati hai Allah ke halke mustaghfir. Koi hai bakhsh karne wala? But person, log nahi mante. Wo soye hue hain, koi film laga ke baitha hai, koi taash khel raha hai, koi kaseene mein baitha hai, someone is busy. They don't want. Log nahi maan rahe. People are not accepting. Allah is wants to accept. Time passed. Waqt guzra, the king became curious. Badshah ko justice ho gaya, what is the answer what I ask, the question which I ask. Maine jo sawal kiya pehlo se, ke banda nahi maan raha, Allah maan raha hai, unhone kaha jab bhi miloge to main jawab dunga. That whenever you meet me again, I'll answer you. Uska jawab dunga. Wo phir dhoondne chala gaya. After some days, he again went to the market place to find Behlul. He asked, everyone knew him. They said, we do not know him, he is not here. Wo aaj market mein nahi hai. Someone said to him that he is a different place now. I have seen him going towards graveyard. Baghdad ka ek bahut bada kabristan hai, جہاں بہت بڑے مشائخ دفن ہیں, اولیاء صالحین, ائمہ. وہ کہنے لگے کہ we have seen him going towards the graveyard. The king actually went towards the graveyard. بادشاہ جو ہے وہ
قبرستان کی طرف چلا گیا. He went towards the graveyard. He saw that all sitting and in muraqabah, in dhikr, in meditation, in the graveyard. He went closer to him, said, he said, Saddam, he said, my Lord, what are you doing in the graveyard? My Lord, ye kabristan mein kya kar rahe hain? What are you doing in the graveyard? The same question he asked him again before in the market place, in the bazaar. In the market. Ab unhone yahan bhi, here he asked the same question. He said, my Lord, what are you doing here? When he asked this question to him, when he was in market, he said, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, the servant is not accepting. Allah to chaand maan raha, banda nahi maan raha. Ab wo kabristan mein aaya to khalifa ne pucha, ke my Lord, yahan kya kar rahe ho? Yahan to bande maan ke, chalo dua kar li hai, ab kya kar rahe ho? He again answered the same reply. Said same answer. Wohi jawab diya. Unhone kaha Allah aur bandook ki sulah karane ki koshish karo. I am trying to mend the relationship of the servants with Allah. Allah aur bandook, I am trying to amend the broken relationship. The relationship which has severed due to the displeasure of Allah. I am actually trying to amend that. میں اس کی کوشش کر رہا ہوں. خلیفہ نے کہا یہ کیسی بات ہے, تو کیا ہو رہا ہے, پھر کیا ہو رہا ہے, صلح what's happening? He said what's happening is that now the servant wants to amend but the Lord is not accepting. تو بھائی آپ قبرستان میں جو لوگ پڑے ہوئے ہیں اب بندے تو مان رہے ہیں رب نہیں مان رہا. Now the servant, وہ تو چیخ رہے ہیں عذاب میں منکر نکیر کے بعد سوال کر رو رہے ہیں, ان کی ہڈی پسلی ایک ہو گئی ہے. The grave is pushing their ribs into each other. The scorpions of the fire of hell and akhira are eating them up. The angels are beating them up. They are screaming. They are calling to amend the relationship. وہ تو واضح دے رہے ہیں, چیخ رہے ہیں کہ اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے اللہ. But now the Lord is not accepting. Ab Allah nahi maan raha. The Khalifa took great heed from what he said. Khalifa ne kaha ke mujhe bahut badi hikmat mili unki is baat se. Ke wo kya samjha rahe hain, what he is saying. Firstly, he was in the market doing his own work. People are about there. Going about their everyday life. And he asked same question and he said that now Allah is accepting, the servants are not accepting. Yani Allah ko maan hai, bande jab tak hum zinda rehte hain, Allah maan hai, hum bhi utar jate hain. Hamari biwi badi important hai, biwi ke liye khawan bada important hai. Poor friends are very important. I am busy, I have a career, I have this and I have that. But you were not sent, you were not created for all this. آپ کو اس چیزوں کے لیے پیدا نہیں چاہیے. یو آر کریٹڈ ٹو یوز دیز تھنگس, یو آر ناٹ کریٹڈ ٹو ورشپ دیز تھنگس. یہ مسئلہ ہے سر. اللہ تو یہ سب جاننا چاہتے بندے کو کہ سرونٹ, کہ بندے تمہیں ان چیزوں کے استعمال کے لیے پیدا کیا گیا ہے, تم ان کو استعمال تو کرو, ان کی پوجا نہ کرو, ان کے غلام مت بنو, ان کے پیچھے مت پڑ لو. یوز دیم بٹ ناٹ ورشپ دیم. ورشپ می, میری یعنی اللہ فرمایا کی عبادت کرو, بندوں کی اور ان چیزوں کی عبادت نہ کرو. لیکن وہ حالت ہو کہ ہم نہیں سمجھتے, ہمارے لیے بچہ امپورٹنٹ ہے, دوسری چیزیں امپورٹنٹ ہے, ادر تھنگس اینڈ وہ دیز ادر آئیڈیاز وی ہیو وچ دا قرآن ہیز آلسو مینشن اینڈ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آلسو مینشن دیٹ دیز آل آر ٹولز آف دا ٹیسٹ. یہ تو امتحان اور آزمائش کی اتنی چیزیں دی گئی ہیں. تو آپ بھی کوشش کریں کہ یہ نہ ہو کہ آپ کی بھی ہوئی حالت ہو جائے حضرت بہلول جب جو فرمائے کہ ناؤ وی آر ان دا اسٹیٹ آف مارکیٹ, اب ہم اس دنیا کی مارکیٹ میں ہیں. اللہ وانٹس وی شوڈ آلسو, ہم ایک قدم اللہ کی طرف جائیں, اللہ دس قدم ہماری طرف جائیں. امیجن دیئر از گریٹ ایز ان کلوزنس آف اللہ, اللہ کا قرب پانے میں بڑی آسانی ہے. The difficult part is to take the first step. Why?
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that you take the first step, one step, I'll take 10 steps. So imagine that, meaning that if you do little amal or a small amal and a small effort, the 10 steps of Allah will be such great, where will you be there? Allah ke 10 kadam, Allah ka 10 kadam, Allah ki rahmat ke 10 kadam, wo kitne bade honge. Isliye banda neki thodi karta hai, a person does a small amount of goodness and he gets great closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grow near him more than what the servant. The servant takes one step. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Man atani yamshi, whoever will come walking towards me. What does walking mean? Walking means step by step, like in Tariqa Muhammadiyya I just told. Step by step. Firstly you control your one organ, then second organ, then third organ, then fourth, then fifth, then your social life, married life, everything gradually. This is step by step drawing close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said in the Hadith al-Qudsi, Man atani yamshi, whoever will come towards me walking, ataituhu harbala, I will grow closer to him by running. Main door ka uske kareeb ho jaunga. Isliye to tareeqa Muhammadiyya, or a person who follows any path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he only takes few steps and he gets lot of opening from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that. So Hazrat Bahlul Majnun rahmatullahi alayhi wa farmaya, what he said is very very true, that we are in this state of dunya, a marketplace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to accept. If we accept that offer, alhamdulillah. But then a time will come like he was sitting in the graveyard, jab wo kabristan mein baitha to bande maan rahe hain, wahan manenge, we all are going to believe, humne to thodi si takleef. A toothache happens, a person is screaming, he forgets his wife, mere naak mein dard hai, main to dentist ke paas jaunga, namaz ke liye nahi jaayega, dentist ke bich jab bhi appointment ho jara hai. And if he knew that by missing this one prayer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fard, that I am going to be punished. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who will not pray Fajr prayer in the graveyard, he will be punished from Isha to Fajr. And a person who misses his Zuhr prayer in the graveyard, in the grave, he will be punished from Fajr to Zuhr. And a person who will be who misses his Asr prayer, he will be punished from Zuhr to Asr. So that ye pata ho, dentist ke paas kaise bhagte jaate hain. Doctor ke paas jaate hain, emergency hogi, night time we have to sit like dummies 4 hours in accidental emergency, or wahan baithe na bande. Just to check, haan, mere dil mein dard ho gaya. Okay, if it's a serious matter, when your heart has an ail, you should have to look after your health. But what when your inner heart is aching? वो जब आपकी रूह जो है वो रो रही, उसमें दर्द हो गया, उसके लिए तो आप आधा घंटा बैठने के लिए भी तैयार नहीं. वहां तो आपको नहीं कहते एक्सीडेंट इमरजेंसी एंड ई पीपल को नाम देते हैं, बस बैठे आराम से 2 o'clock at night, बस चेक करा रहे हैं किसी की हड्डी टूट गई है. बट व्हाट व्हेन द ईमान ब्रेक्स, द ईमान टूट जाता है, ईमान में दरारें पड़ जाती हैं. व्हाट व्हेन द अमाल, द डीड्स ब्रेक, अल्लाह कमांड्स ब्रेक, जब अल्लाह के हुक्म टूटना शुरू हो जाते हैं, उसको कहते हैं इमरजेंसी चाहिए ना. देन यू शुड बी रेडी टू गिव टाइम. हमारे लोग कहते हैं कि हमारे पास तो वक्त नहीं है. ठीक है, अब आपकी बारी है, नाउ इट इज योर टर्न. यू से यू डोंट हैव टाइम, एंड व्हेन द टर्न ऑफ अल्लाह विल कम, ही इज गोइंग टू से सम सेम थिंग. इन द कुरान इट्स मेंशन, अल्लाह फादर सेड, वलाउ तरा इज़िल मुजरिमून, ओ प्रॉफिट, I wish you could see, if you could only see the sinners, naqisu ru'usihim 'inda rabbihim, how they are putting and their heads and scraping their heads, bowing their heads on the ground in the front of Allah, on the day of judgment. Inda rabbihim, and they are saying, Rabbana absarna, O our Lord, we've seen. We've seen it now.
وَسَمِعْنَا
We've heard it now.
فَرْجِعْنَا Return us. Let us return. Now the servant is saying that please give me a chance. But now Allah has given you human chance. Where are the chances? Every day is a chance. Every year is a chance. Rather, every hour is a chance. Every minute is a chance. A person can actually please Allah in 1 minute. And he can displease in 1 minute. So every breath is an opportunity for you to gain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that these people will be in this state. They will be saying, فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا That we will do righteous deed. Because we have conviction now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I will say to them, إِنَّا نَسِينَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيكُمْ لَقَأَيُّمِكُمْ هَذَا We have forgotten you today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, آج میں تمہیں بھول گیا. آج سر رکھو تو سر سے خون نکل رہا ہے کوئی قدر نہیں there is no appreciation your tears of blood that flowing no appreciation آج کوئی قدر نہیں you are dipped into the sweat on the day of judgment بھوک لگی ہوئی ہے پیاس لگی ہوئی ہے پر اللہ سمجھے now there is no appreciation یہاں آج کوئی قدر نہیں ہے کیوں اِنَّا نَسِينَاكُمْ میں آج ہم آج بھول گئے تھے we forgot to you It's like two people, one says, I've forgotten you. You're out of my books. I don't want to know you. In other words, I don't want to know you. But the book of Narad would say, if you are very, very disfigured, somebody says, I don't want to argue, I don't want to. People even argue, they dispute until there is some relationship. Like husband and wife, if they are disputing, they are arguing, it shows that there is a bond still in them. Unme abhi talak hai. ان میں ابھی رشتہ ہے جو دوست لڑ جو لڑائی دوستوں میں ہو رہی ہے تو سمجھو ابھی دوستی موجود ہے جب دوستی ختم ہو جاتی ہے رشتہ ختم ہو جاتا ہے پھر بحث بھی باقی نہیں رہتی then there is no dispute there is no argument پھر بندہ کہتا ہے بس مجھ سے بات ہی نہ کرو تو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ is going to be such displeased these people that who for little bit of things little bit of glimpse of beauty of the women of this world, of the men of this world, of little bit of glittering of wealth, little glittering of clothes, جو ان چھوٹی موٹی چیزوں سے جو مٹی سے پیدا ہو رہی ہیں ان سے اپنے خالق کو بھول بھی دے فقط اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی اللہ پاک فرمائے آج I don't want to know you انا نسیناکم اليوم ننساکم میں بھول گیا تمہیں آج میں تمہیں بھول گیا why کیوں کس طرح کما نسیتم جس طرح تم مجھے بھول گئے تھے دنیا میں جا کے تمہیں نہ میرا حکم یاد کیا تمہیں نہ میرے رسول کو نہ اللہ نہ مجھ کو تم کو کہتے تھے میرے تو بڑے بیزی ہوں میرے پاس تو ٹائم ہی نہیں ہے تو اليوم ننساکم کما نسیتم جس طرح تم بھول گئے like you actually forgot meaning you didn't pay attention لقاء یومکم ھذا this meeting of us تم یہ ملاقات بھول گئے کہ میری تم سے ملاقات ہونے والی ہے اور آج میں تمہیں بھول I am forgotten. And then they say, Oh my Lord, Oh my Lord, Oh my Lord. یہاں آدھا کہنے کے لیے ہم ذکر کرتے ہیں وہاں وہ ہزار سال پکارتے رہیں گے and Allah is not going to answer. Allah کا جواب نہیں دیں گے. After 1,000 years of burning, scorching, their meat is actually eaten by animals of hell, scorpions of hell, the snakes of hell, being minced but they can't die ہزار سال بعد they're blackened اللہ پاک جواب دے گے قَالَ اخْسَعُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ be in there stay in there and from now on you are not even allowed to call my name anymore اب مجھے پکار بھی نہیں سکتا تو یہ ہے حضرت بہلول یہ بات فرما رہے ہیں کہ قبرستان میں بیٹھے ہوئے sitting in the graveyard آج بندے مان رہے ہیں رب نہیں مان رہا پہلے جب زندہ ہوتے ہیں تو رب مانتا ہے تو بندے نہیں مانتے بڑی بدبختی ہے بندے کا کام یہ ہے کہ وہ مان گئے کیونکہ بندے میں طاقت نہیں اللہ سے مقابلہ کرنے کی person doesn't have power to oppose Allah to compete with Allah سبحانہ وتعالی he does not have اس کے پاس نہیں وہ تو اس کو تو بخار ہے 2 degrees temperature goes up he is bad bound دانت میں درد ہے وہ لیٹا ہوا ہے سر میں درد ہے وہ لیٹا ہوا ہے
ٹیمپریچر نیچے ہو جائے بلڈ پریشر اوپر ہو جائے پھر بھی وہ بیمار ہے، نیچے ہو جائے پھر بھی بیمار ہے، ہاں وہ شوگر اوپر ہو جائے پھر بھی پرابلم ہے، نیچے ہو جائے ڈائبٹ پھر بھی پرابلم، یہ اتنا کمزور بندہ سوچیے تو میں کس سے ٹکر لی ہوئی ہے، یہ ہوا میں ایکچولی فائٹنگ اگینسٹ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that these people who, especially about some particular sin, Allah, that a person who is sinning rebelliously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is like you have declared war against Allah. Is that as though you declared war, who are you fighting against? Aap nahin ki sakte. So, jab banda nahin ki sakta, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive you, He loves you, He created you, why not submit and He will grant you eternal paradise, eternal kingdom. اتنا بڑی بادشاہت. ایک حدیث میں آتا ہے روایتوں میں آثار میں that a person will see a light in Jannah, ایک نور دیکھے گا اور وہ سجدے میں گرنے کی کوشش کرے گا. سجدے میں in the prostration کوئی گا سجدے میں گرنے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ will address. اللہ پاک اس کو پکارے گے، اللہ پاک اس کے جنتیوں سے ان جنتیوں سے خطاب فرمائیں گے کہ کیوں سجدہ کر رہے، why you are trying to prostrate in front of this light، اس نور کے سامنے کیوں سجدہ کرنے لگے ہو. They'll say, oh my lord, it's such a beauty, such attraction, such light, اتنی خوبصورتی اس نور میں، اتنی خوبصورتی کہ ہم نے تو صحیح سمجھا کہ آپ کی تجلی ہے، this is our lord's actually تجلی and manifestation. And اللہ پاک مگر نہیں، میری نہیں ہے تجلی، نہ ہی یہ میں ہوں، یہ کسی اور جنت میں، in another جنت، کسی اور ساتھ والی جنت میں کسی کی حور مسکرائی ہے. A woman of paradise has actually smiled, has given a smile in another paradise. یہ اس کے مسکراہٹ پر نور ہے جو تم نے دیکھا. تو اندازہ کریں کہ اگر نور پہ دوسرے جنتی وہ حیران ہو گئے، اس حور کی خود خوبصورتی کتنی ہوگی، what will be the beauty. اور اگر اس کی اتنی خوبصورتی ہے تو پھر حضرت یوسف علیہ السلام، انبیاء علیہ السلام کتنے خوبصورت ہیں، اور پھر حضور علیہ السلام والسلام کی خوبصورتی بھی جمال ہو کیا، اور پھر اللہ کا جمال جو ہے وہ انپیرلڈ اس کے مقابلے میں. تو ہم کن چیزوں پہ، گندی چیزوں کے پیچھے پڑ گئے، انہوں نے یہیں رہ جانا ہے. دے اونلی ایکچولی فارمز تھرو وچ وی آر بینگ ٹیسٹڈ. تو اچھا ہے، اٹ از وائز دیٹ اف اے پرسن ڈز ٹیک ہیڈ، تو ناٹ اونلی ٹیکس ہیڈ بٹ دین ایکچولی آلسو ٹرائیز ٹو پٹ تھنگز رائٹ، اپنی اصلاح کرنے کی کوشش کرے. کہ کیسے؟ فرسٹلی ہی شوڈ ٹرائی ہمسیلف. سب سے پہلے آپ کو اللہ نے عقل دی ہے، علم دیا ہے، یو شوڈ ٹرائی یور سیلف. اف یو آر سکسیسفل ہیلپ ادرس، اگر کامیاب ہو گئے دوسروں کی بھی مدد کرو. اف یو آر ناٹ سکسیسفل، یو آر فیلنگ ڈے آفٹر ڈے ڈے آفٹر ڈے، دین جسٹ سیک ہیلپ فرام سم ون. آپ کا ایک مائکرو ویو نہیں چلتا تو آپ دوسرے سے مدد لیتے، پوچھتے ہو بھائی کیسے چلے گا. ٹیلنٹ نہیں چلتی تو پلمبر کو فون کرتے ہو، مائی ٹیلنٹ از بلاک آؤٹ ہے، نہیں ان بلاک اٹ. ادھر تو شرم نہیں آتی، کوئی میں ٹیلنٹ پر اندر آئے گا، ٹیلنٹ دیکھے گا، میں کوئی ادھر بڑا استنجا کرتا ہوں کیوں آئے گا وغیرہ، نہیں. چھوٹی موٹی چیز، اور یہ جو وین شیطان ہیز پٹ ا بلاک بٹوین یو اینڈ اللہ، وین دا نفس ہیز پٹ ا بلاک بٹوین یو اینڈ اللہ، وائی ناٹ سیک ہیلپ فرام دا پلمبرز وچ دا اسپرچل پلمبرز، اولیاء صالحین، علماء، اور اینی ون ہو یو سی از بیٹر دین یو ان دیز، یو کین ایون سیک ہیلپ فرام ہیم. جیسے بندہ ایک کے پاس کم پیسے ہیں، دوسرے کے پاس زیادہ ہے، تو یہ بھوکا مار رہا ہے تو اپنے سے جو اچھے ہیں، تھوڑے امیر ہیں، ان سے پیسے مانگ لیتا ہے. اس طرح جو بندے آپ سے زیادہ نیک ہیں، اگر آپ نماز نہیں پڑھ سکتے مسجد میں، تو جو بندے پڑھ رہے ہیں ان سے پوچھ لیں کیسے جاتے ہیں مسجد میں. یو ڈونٹ نیڈ ٹو اونلی فائنڈ اے انپیرلڈ ولی آف دا ٹائم. Many things you can actually ask your brothers who are more pious. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in a believer is the mirror of another believer. Mumin, mumin ka aina hai. And if you want to see
and compare with someone who is better than you in deen. Compare yourself with that person. And inshallah you get some benefit. Vaishnavi, as I said in the beginning, the knowledge is a point only, a dot only. All these things are mentioned and spread only to cover our ignorance. Jahalat jo hai wo hamari cover karne ke liye. The matter is this, what I said. So now inshallah, alhamdulillah, by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in many places in the world, this is also one small place which offers this help, centers of help in, like this, drop-in center, NHSK drop-in center, hospitals in the world. This is also one of small centers which offers this help, that if anyone, if the relationship is broken or weaker, or actually after trying and trying, a person is not getting success, they can ask help from their mashallah, many brothers, myself, I am here to serve you. Before that time comes, what Hazrat Behlul said, that when you will very much want to come, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let you. Because there is time for everything. Har ek cheez ke liye ek waqt hota hai. Subhanallah.
Questions? Sometimes it may be that, you know, the company that you're with, they're not praying as much as you are. They are Muslim and they do pray, but not as much as you. And they can't always make it to the masjid. And that weakens your relationship with them. And they actually kind of like mind, what should you do? You know, it's not as if you want to break our relationship with them. But they are seeming to mind if you're always going to the mosque and they're not. Or is going to the mosque, or sometimes they prefer to read less as you, or they read in their own rooms. What should we do, the relationship between me and them?
We are here actually to build our relationship with Allah, not with the people. We build a relationship with people only to the extent until Allah wants us to. And Allah wants us to severe, then we severe. When they are against the commands of Allah, then we have nothing to do with them. So, if they are your friends in the university and you pray and go to the prayer place and they don't and they mind of you going to prayer place, let them mind. There are many people who mind, hundreds of people, millions of shayateen mind this as well. So, it doesn't matter. But what you should do is you should accompany them in order to be with them so that you are in a good communication relationship with them. And somehow that we invite them towards goodness. So if they don't go, sometimes they might go, like we're saying, once or twice. So gradually you try to counsel them slowly and slowly. But if they mind, it doesn't matter. Let them mind, it does not happen. They are not God. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimullah said that when you will follow Allah, then some relationship will break. Some ties will be cut. Some people will severe. They will detach their relationship. Be it your relatives, be it your family, be it your friends, there will be. But when you become Allah, then some people will break from you. They will break from your relatives, be it your friends, be it your family, be it your friends, be it your family. They might say, no, we can't live with you. We can't go with you. So then Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahimahullah said, the golden sentence, in kasara man in kasara, phir farmaya ki agar isliye wo todna chahte hain, they want to break their relationship with you because of Allah, then farmaya ki toot jaye ise todna, tootna hai. Unhe kahe ki tod do, mujhe wo rishta nahi chahiye ki jisse Allah naraz ho jaye, shaitan razi ho. I don't want that type of relationship which shaitan become pleased and Allah become displeased. Shaitan become pleased and the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam become pleased. Shaitan become pleased and billions angels become displeased. I don't want that. They know value from it. Isliye Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala and the awliya salihin, that when it came to this point, they didn't care of anything. Even their lives, even their children, even their wealth that they gave, everything, Why? Because they knew that Allah can recompense anything and everything.
उन्हें ये पता था कि अल्लाह हर चीज का नेमत बदल दे सकता है.
लेकिन जब अल्लाह बंदे ने खो दिया तो अल्लाह कोई और अल्लाह है ही नहीं. कोई बंदे की ताकत नहीं कि अल्लाह को फिर आपको कोई और अल्लाह ला दे. है ही नहीं. माबूद है ये है ही एक. नो वन हैज ओवर पावर ओवर अल्लाह सुब्हानहु व तआला. तो इसलिए सैयद अब्दुल कादिर जिलानी रहमतुल्लाह से कि जिसने खुदा को पा लिया उसने सब कुछ पा लिया, और जिसने खुदा को खो दिया उसने सब कुछ खो दिया. Whoever have found Allah, he found everything. And whoever have lost Him, he lost everything. Because everything put together cannot bring those things back. They cannot bring 1 minute of your life back. And Allah can give you millions of lives if He wants. And He does give whoever does give life for Him. He said, I don't even say they are dead. They are alive. Oh, ye mamla. So inshallah, as I said, that we become good with people and we behave good with people, we should have good akhlaq with people to the extent where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. When He does not want, He wants us to severe, then we severe, then we don't have any friend except Allah and His Messenger and the pious and the righteous and the salihin. That's why Prophet Isa al-Islam said, the iman of any person cannot be complete unless he does 4 things. Amongst the 4, 2 are who loves for Allah and who hates for Allah. And who gives for Allah and who withholds for Allah. He said 4 things. Your iman cannot be complete.
If we come across people from different religions, either Christians or Jews, who drifted from their own religion, how far do we go, if at all, in trying to persuade them to follow their own religion and to reconnect with their own religion? And the second part of the question is, can we say du'as for them, and can they say du'as for us?
Right, the first question which you asked, that if people who drifted away from their own religion, how can we go, far can we go to convince them at least to be sincere to their religion? And actually, and then you ask the second question about fear. The answer of the first is, you can go far as actually those teachings, they agree with Islam. Let's say they have a Bible or Torah. So those things which are the part of the true religion in Torah and indeed, you can mention and quote even from Bible and Torah, because they already actually are the teaching of the Islam, in order to show them that look, what you are claiming to follow is also telling you this. And then, so one can go to the extent, to which limit, until actually that they don't clash with the Quranic teaching, and one can bring them to it. And one can find those things from their religion and deen that they will still be there, which agree with actually the true religion, and they were true religion at one time. And secondly, yes, we can pray for them. They can pray for us, and we can pray for them. Only restriction is that when someone ends his test, meaning someone dies, now their end has gone, and they've lost their every chance. Now actually we are not allowed. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, مَا قَنَا لِلْنَبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. This is not for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the believers to pray for their mushrikeen, even though they are very, very close relatives to them. So before they are, for example, they are living, one can pray for their guidance and goodness of this world and hereafter, and there is no harm. And they can pray as well. They are following their own religion. If it allows, they can pray, that is good.
The question on the internet. How do you recognize a test of punishment from Allah in this life?
Sorry, say again.
How do you recognize a test or a punishment from Allah in this life?
How do you recognize a test or a punishment? Every test, actually here, we are here for test. So every punishment is a test as well. The punishment is part of the test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّ we send the punishment for the reason so that the servant returns to the Lord. So So punishment is like, for example, let's say you are testing your son or daughter how they are in maths, for example. For example, you say, what is 2 plus 2? And they say, what's 4? Or, and you actually say, okay, very good, you give them something. Now, if they are not very well, they have done something wrong, so that was a test for them. And you rewarded them, or you would not reward them. But let's say they have done something wrong, उन्होंने कुछ गलत काम किया है, and you punish them. You punish them. और तो आप उसको सजा देते हैं, उसकी slap, you slap them, or actually, any punishment of any other kind. So the reason of that punishment is really also a test. You are testing them, meaning in the sense, you are punishing them so that they return back to the right way, or the thing which they were doing wrong. So it's a different form of test now, but still it is a test. So when azab comes, that is also a kind of test. Until a death. When death approaches, then actually, then finish. That is the last test which a person has. So previously, there can be punishment, but those punishments also are part of the test. That does the servant return back or not? So these illnesses, toothaches, fevers, all these loss of wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will surely test you from something of fear, something of losing wealth and health and all other things. They are for actually testing purpose. And that's how the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That He sends the punishments, even they are, the purpose is to actually call the person back. And they are part of the test as well.
You know, sometimes when we make dua for certain things, and if the, something prayed for you, if, you don't, if it doesn't get accepted, is it because something that you prayed for might not be good for you, or is it not right time for you?
But they're saying that if someone is praying and they are not getting that thing, is it that you're not getting, it's not good for you, or something, or not the right time, or something? There can be many, many reasons. First, for example, it can be the person prayer is not accepted at all because his risk is not halal. Or his risk is not halal, for example, if that person prayer does not get accepted. His clothing, they might be 100 pound a shirt, but it's not from halal. They will stop him, his prayer as he's being accepted. So firstly, the possibility is the person prayer is not accepted. Second thing is, when it's accepted, this is in different forms it is accepted. There are four or five ways your prayer is accepted. One is that Allah's mother gives you what you are asking. Rasulullah said this in hadith. One is that Allah gives you what you are asking. Second is that Allah's mother sees with his knowledge that there is some problem, some calamity to befall you, and that calamity will spoil your this enjoyment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give you the thing that you ask, but actually withholds that calamity, or removes that calamity, or that problem which was to come. And sometimes it is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my this servant will cry and weep, and he will be in dire need of some virtues in the day of judgment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give that thing to you, but saves that as a reward. That He's not giving you something, and on that He gives you reward, and that is kept in actually for the day of judgment. And it is said that when people will get together on the day of judgment, and they will see the reward of the prayers which they have been asking Allah, but they are not getting the things which they asked, but the reward of when they will see the sawab and the reward, it is said in the hadith that they will wish that none of their prayers would have been actually accepted in this way, that they got the thing which they asked. Yeah. So there are different ways of acceptance. Ek ko hai kabooli na ho, it's done. But when it's accepted, then it is these categories fall into one of these categories. Yes.
Sometimes children can be more religious than their parents, and their parents can be a barrier towards them, from reaching the Allah. in that situation, can a child move away from their parents to practice the deen?
Yes, if the parents are becoming a barrier or the elderly in the family and they are not allowing the child to practice Islam, yes, they can move away if they are not fully allowing them actually to practice Islam. We have examples of this in the story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he moved away from his home because his uncle and his other relatives were not allowing him to practice Islam. Similarly, some other prophet, even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his uncles was actually becoming a barrier, not letting him practice Islam in Makkah. That was the very reason they left Makkah and they went to Medina. So that is allowed.
May I ask
another
question?
Yes.
You know, Buddha asked about children. You know, sometimes I suppose it would be the parents, but if the parents are praying, are you allowed to tell the parents off? I mean, normally it's the other way around. If the children are not praying.
Yes, what you have asked is a good question. That if a person's parents are not following any necessary command of Allah, one can actually advise the parent, but be sure with respect and dignity and gentleness. One is not allowed to be harsh or speak in a shouting way or actually a bad tone, and not again and again, just once reminder a day is enough, for example. And that also in a best way. That is for me.
So, you know, regarding where the socks is, like when can we put them on after the wudu, with the last one?
When you do wudu, fresh wudu, you put them on. And then they last you for 24 hours, meaning you can do masah on them.
So like after you do wudu, like both, like from when till you do...
Immediately you should put on. Yes. If you don't put on for some time, then actually yes, no, that's... now it won't actually. You cannot, you have to do the wash the feet or wudu again, and only then it should be allowed.
Okay,
Charlie,
just quick. Announcement, inshallah, mashallah, the brother asked that question. After the main program, inshallah, there will be two halakas, waqeed and fiqh. If anyone would like to participate in that, inshallah, more teaching and guidance will be given in regards to that. And if anyone would like to know more about this course, the Tariqah Muhammadiyya, as I mentioned at the beginning, please put it in your hands, inshallah, we invite your name down. What's your name?
It's the Ansar.
And well, you're raising your hand, inshallah, a very important announcement. On the 11th of July, this coming Sunday, inshallah, there's going to be a 24-hour seminar, very, very important. Inshallah, for those brothers who are going for Umrah, there's going to be some guidance and some training that will be given. And also there's the sisters' majlis as well, so brothers are requested to bring the sisters as well, inshallah, so there will be facilities for them as well, for those brothers who are going.
جس طرح بھائی کہہ رہے ہیں کہ 11 تاریخ کو اتوار والے دن یہ جو پیر والے دن مجلس ہوتی ہے سوار والے دن یہ اتوار والے دن ہوگی عمرے والوں کو بھول دے وہ عمرے والوں کے ساتھ اس کا تعلق ہے ان کے لیے تو ٹریننگ ہے ہی ہے جو ویسے بھی مجلس میں آتے ہیں دے شوڈ کم آن دیس دیٹ سنڈے سو عمرے پیپل As you know that when I do actually even mention Umrah or anything, it is not specific to Umrah. It is general guidance. Everyone can benefit from it. Koi yani ki Umrah ke Umrah wale sisters only benefit from the sisters' majlis. Woh auraton ke liye naseebte hain, mardon ke liye hain, Umrah ko sab ke liye mufeed hain. So especially until agar zyada nahi aa sakte until from 2 o'clock until about 6 o'clock, aap aage in that portion. So inshallah, then inshallah you can please. And then you can stay as well into the night, other things will happen as well. Yeah.
So it will be taking place in both.
Jazakallah. Subhanallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
So now inshallah we will do...
Dhikr is the food of the spirit and ruh, and what you've been getting is the food of the intellect really. Jo sunna hai, ye dimag ka, zehen ka, akal ki ghiza hai. Aur zikr jo hai, wo ruh ki ghiza hai. This is the food of the spirit, very deadly. And أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين. محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عدل.
لا إله إلا الله. Subhanallah. Thank you. اللهم ارحم جميع امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم أصلح ذرية محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واهدنا وعافنا وارزقنا واجبرنا وارفعنا يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم اهدنا رشدنا وعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. اللهم استر عيوبنا وامن روعاتنا واخفضنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. يا ستار الأيوب، يا وقار الذنوب، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا رب العالمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا رحمن الدنيا والآخرة. آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا رب العالمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، accept our this majlis of dhikr and the entire virtues and good deeds we've done in all our lives, including all the Muslims from Jinnat and from human beings, except our all shortcoming, that we by your fadl and rahmah recompense our shortcoming with your fadl and rahmah. Ya Rahman Rahimin. Ya Rabbal Alamin, we can never worship you as you deserve to be worshipped. Thank you as you deserve to be thanked. Ya Rahman Rahimin, we can never remember you as you deserve to be remembered. Ya Rabbal Alameen, accept our this little bit of effort outwardly and put reality and mercy in it from yourself. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, grant us the goodness of this world and hereafter. Save us from the evils of this world and all the evil that exists in ourselves and in the outer world, and save us from the torment of fire and the punishment of grave. Enable us to die with faith and iman and with the state of ihsan and with the perfection of iman. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, grant us your special mercy. Grant us your special knowledge from yourself, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. We are bereft of knowledge and wisdom and provision, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Grant us, you are the great provider. You are the Lord of all the worlds, the cherisher of all the worlds. There is no deficiency in your treasures, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Have mercy upon us as your mercy is infinite. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, we are in need of your mercy. We are in need of your forgiveness. We are in need of your protection and your sublime pleasure. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, we ask you to be pleased with us. We ask you for your pleasure, Ya Rabbal Alameen, your forgiveness, your rahmah and your grace. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, we are simple, forgive our sin. Ya Rabbal Alameen, forgive the sins of all the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and grant us all your closeness and your closeness of your messenger and closeness to good deeds. Enable us to love the good deeds and the akhirah. Ya Rahman Rahimin, enable us to have hatred against the sin and evil and shayateen, and grant us the love of your beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the love of anbiya and awliya and saliheen and of the righteous heart. Make us steadfast on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enable us to practically apply and decorate ourselves with the sunnah. Grant us to be the manifestation of the sunnah, embodiment of the sunnah of your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and enable us to convey the message of deen to all the entire creation, including the jinnat and the human being. Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, accept our good deeds and forgive our the bad ones and the shortcomings wherever in our good deeds lie. Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, accept our prayers by your fadl and mercy and rahmah. Wa sallallahu ala nabi ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim taslima. Ameen and rahmatika ya Arhamar Rahimin.
أستغفر الله.